My Life Story, So Far, So Good, written and read by Scarlett Moffat. It all started with a game of Scrabble, as most good tales do. The year 1990, my mum Elizabeth, known to her friends as Betty, then aged 20, had black Tina Turner-inspired permed hair and stood pretty and petite at 5'3". My mama's always had golden sun-kissed skin, which she normally hides under layers and layers of black clothes. With Disney princess features of a button nose, little round face and blue eyes, she is just beautiful. Now we all get a mix of our parents, and from my mum, I took my monobrow, my coarse hair and little sticky out ears. But I would also like to think I get my intelligence from her. She can digest a whole book in one day, she can do a Sudoku faster than anyone I know, and can complete a Rubik's Cube in less than 10 minutes. Despite this, she still loves trash TV like Mob Wives and Toddlers and Tiaras. She is such a fussy eater and eats nothing but beige food, chips, rice, bread, even her condiments like salad cream and mayo are beige. I definitely get my sarcasm from her. Her tongue is so sharp, she can cook glass with it. My dad Mark, who everyone knows as Toffo, was then 24 with an Alan Shearer haircut. That's what he asks for when he goes to the barbers. Standing at 5'7", he has the cheekiest, chappy smile you have ever seen. My dad isn't really a sun worshipper and has what I like to call ginger skin, translucently pale with freckles. I can say this because I love gingers and I inherited this skin from him. He loves historical documentaries and football, and I get my passion for museums and conspiracy theories from him. He eats nothing beige and instead eats anything that has once had a pulse. He also doesn't believe in sell-by dates. He thinks it's a conspiracy against consumers. They are the complete opposites in every aspect, but that's why they work so well together. They had no idea that when they first laid eyes on each other in 1988, as their eyes met across the Queen's Pub dance floor and the sound of The Only Way Is Up by Yaz and the Plastic Population filled their ears, they had found their soulmate. And that, just 2 years later, on this day, the Scrabble Day, the pair of them would have just found out they were both expecting a little baby girl, me.